It's a puzzle, gentle listeners. What came first, the chicken or the egg? What to choose, the lady or the tiger? And where is the tipping line where you admit to becoming more hip replacement than hip? I've written about Williwood's sign gate elsewhere, and if you're interested, join the rather rowdy argument at www.publicaddress.net/muse. And boy, everyone from Oscar-nominated film directors to prime ministers who really have better things to think about are getting fierce. It's Project Runway on crack in Williwood. But it's nice to see Auckland can lower the tone of any discussion that wasn't particularly elevated to begin with this public service announcement from those fine purveyors of breakfast beer, the Moa Brewing Company. Those amazing creative geniuses in Wellington, New Zealand have got resource consent to put up their really neat sign. And Moa Beer is pleased to announce our involvement in this fantastic project by offering a beer bounty to anyone who knocks it down. Successful application of civil disobedience will get you 10 cases of Moa Original and 5 cases of Moa Reserve, with the bounty re-offered every time the sign is replaced, no questions asked. And seeing as the sign itself is completely unoriginal, it would be nice if it could be destroyed in a completely original way, so feel free to think outside the box a bit. Now, what's truly unoriginal here is what I like to call troll marketing. Say something stupid and offensive in the belief that all publicity is good publicity, as long as they spell your name right. Hell Pizza has turned it into an art form, even if baiting Christians is like shooting fish in a barrel with a nuke. I've probably failed Internet 101 here by feeding this particular troll with national radio exposure. But whatever you think about the sign itself, and I'm not a fan, it should be a no-brainer that inciting people to commit crimes against others' property is beyond the pale, especially when you don't like the target. Now, anyone tempted to trot out the standard "stop being so PC and get a sense of humour, rah-de-rah," might like to ask themselves this question. Would Moa's marketing manager, Sunil Unka, have a sense of humour if I encouraged, nay rewarded, listeners of this show to, quote-unquote, think outside the box and find imaginative ways to cause damage to Moa's head office in central Auckland or their plant in Blenheim? The simple answer is that he wouldn't and shouldn't have to. Neither would this show or Radio Live. I'm certainly not going to encourage anyone to express their ire in any form other than a strongly worded but civil email or phone call using the contact details publicly available on Moa's website. Because that's how grown-ups in a civilised nation roll, Moa, even when they've got booze to pimp.